take out your pen and paper and get writing, because you're listening to The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and this is your one-stop shop for everything writing. From plotting to your first novel, to the details and structure of the hero's journey, The World Through Words is your tool to learn it all. So let's get writing. Welcome back to my show. Welcome to a new episode. It's been a bit since I've recorded one of these. I took a week to kind of just work on school stuff, get caught up, deal with some things going on, and now I'm back. And I'm back with a new drive to talk about inspiration in stories. I feel like where stories start is inspiration, and where they begin is that heart, that thing in your mind and in your body that kind of loves writing and kind of seeks so much more out of it than maybe what you originally intend. When you're inspired by a story, you have fire for that story. That's how you know it's going to work. My best books have been written when I loved the idea and I only fell deeper in love with it as I got to meet the characters, learn more about them, and had the privilege to kind of walk with them through whatever catastrophe I decide to put them in. But inspiration really starts with you and with the world and what you see in that. There is no story without the combination of things happening in your life, the things you've been through, the things you know, and the things that you kind of see mixed with like who you are as a person and your ability to tie those together into a book. You will have the best written material based off of stuff that you personally know. Yes, you can write things that you don't know, but you will write the most beautiful and elaborate books if at the end of the day, the story carries some heart with like what's going on in your life, what inspires you and is tangled in with that. When I write books, I try to make them as not personal as I can possibly make them. I want them to have nothing to do with me. That's kind of my general idea. I want to draw them away from me, make them about somebody else. But at the end of the day, my stories always involve my life, whether I want them to or not. I will have some big choice that I have to make right now, and then that will be reflected with my characters, who will then have some big choice that they have to make. So there's a lot of parallel in this, in the sense that your life bleeds into your writing. So you are drawing inspiration from a story from your everyday life. That's your main point of inspiration. But you also have what formulates the story or what starts the idea, which tends to be, for me, things I'll hear, see, or experience. Those are like the three big things. You go on a walk, you look around, you see a woman sitting across from the big chapel in New York City with a bird on her head and another in her hand and a sign in front of her that's withered and worn by time. She's holding up that bird and she's just kind of playing with it. She's playing with the birds and they're just flocking around her as though she almost controls them. That's something you see, and that's inspiration. Me telling you that is something you just heard. This was something I saw when I went to New York, but you are hearing me talk about it right now, and you can draw inspiration from that. And then it's kind of your thoughts and your mind and your experiences that end up tying that into a story. So what is your experiences with people who are in conditions less fortunate than yourself? Maybe you've been in a situation like that and you can tie that into your experience and write that into a story. Perhaps you're really invested in certain things with magic or other like ideas like that, and you take her and decide that she is a magical magician who summons the pigeons and can do whatever she wants, like magically with them. There's a ton that you can do with that one thing, just hearing, seeing, experiencing it. And that's where inspiration comes. And then that will be drawn into your story idea. So you'll take that and you will turn it into a story. So pretend the cathedral was a castle, that she is a princess who was cursed long ago or fell out of her kingdom and she's returned now with her army of pigeons to face the king. I don't know. But you inspire by it. So you turn it into your story and that's your idea. Then you go to plot it or write it. Some people don't really plot as much. You'll do like a basic outline plot. That's what I recommend because it gives you flexibility and breathing room so your story's not constricted. And then you just go and you write and it will change. 99% of the time, my books have changed completely from the original idea I had to the outcome that I had. So when I write my books, they've just completely gone crazy along the way and along the path and just kind of turned into something else. That will happen a lot. Your inspiration, though, needs to build into a fire to drive these stories' adaptations and changes so that they do happen smoothly and they transition well. So that's what you're going to be focusing on. You're going to really, really focus in on just growing that change and having it happen in a good, easy, well-mannered way. So as your character develops and your character grows and your character changes, you need to guide the story to do that in a way that is predictable, works well, and kind of helps transition the story. But again, things will change a lot. And as you have more experience and as more stuff happens in your life, it will leak into your writing. You might not think it leaks into your writing, but go back and read your writing like a year later after you've written it, and you will see it leaks into your writing. My last book was a total spillover from my life. I was just going through some of the craziest stuff in that time, and it all leaked into my book. And so all of a sudden, my characters are saying things that I'm thinking and doing things that I might be doing if I were in their situation based on my personal situations. So your stories are going to really, really be affected, because that was not at all my original idea, but I went with it because of what was happening in my life and because it was comforting to write about. So writing is a great way to take things in your life and transition them into something useful to help you. And you will have this fire and this spark for a story that really works. And that's what carries through. If you're writing something and you are not connected to it, it is not working. You do not feel like it relates to your life and that inspiration has dwindled, then set it aside, put it away, and try something else. Inspiration can only last for so long too. I write my rough drafts pretty quickly because I only keep that spark of inspiration for a long enough time to be interested and invested in those character stories before suddenly up pops a new idea and I want to write something else. It's a constant rotation, at least in my brain, of I want to write this, I want to write this. I literally have a list of stuff that I need to write and I keep pushing things back because I'll move something new up to the front that I decide I want to write, and all of a sudden I've got a whole mess of things on my like list, and people will tell me to write stuff too, which sometimes works, but it's really hard to write something if you don't want to write it. I'm just going to say that, like, it is very difficult to write a successful thing that's so much investment if it's something you're not excited about. For something that's a lot easier, like a screenplay, it's way more convenient to write that out, focus in on that, and just get that story made. But when you're writing a book and it's all confusing and hard to write, then it's really difficult to go and write something that somebody else wants. And I think that's a skill you really have to learn, and something that I really want to learn is get better at writing things that I'm not 110% over the moon about writing. But inspiration is really important, and sometimes it's hard to find. So I'm going to give you like just a quick recommendation. If you don't know what to write, you need to be willing to put yourself in new experiences. As a writer, that has helped me so much is being uncomfortable. Be willing to be afraid and confused and scared and have no idea what's going on. Being willing to put myself out there, see things that I've never seen before, meet people that I've never talked to. That helps so much as a writer. If you have the chance to just get in a car and drive out somewhere you've never seen, go on a trip, like any opportunities that are very unusual, even if they feel hard to take on, be willing to say yes to those. Be willing to just go for it, throw yourself out there and learn. The more educational opportunities that you end up getting, the more writing experience you get. If you have the ability to take random classes like electives at school, at college, do it. If you have the opportunity to go and join like some obscure scientist with some research thing, do it. I've had some weird opportunities in my life that I could have said no to. And, you know, if you say yes, you're willing to be a little bit afraid, maybe of something new, a little stressed out for something that will be incredible for a story. Granted, you do safe things, be responsible, don't put yourself in dangerous situations, but think about the art of your story. Think about seeing places. Think about what's inspirational. I have been places that are so beautiful, and I just feel like I could write a million books based on that place. So focus in on that, because you don't have to go to the Bahamas to write the best novel or go backpack across Europe to see everything there. I've never been to the Bahamas or Europe. You can look at pictures of places to get inspiration. My favorite is museums. Like, I feel like museums capture other worlds. Or in Washington, there's like plenty of little towns that feel like Germany or Norway, and you can go to those, just kind of run around them, get a feeling for something completely different, completely opposite of your life, that is very like inspirational. Inspiration is going to hit you in the weirdest places. So just be prepared. You will get inspired by something and you will come up with an idea for a story out of nowhere. When you're asleep and you wake up, that's a great time to think. There are just so many times, and the more you think, the more ideas you'll get. Try to think about stories, think about your writing, just think and talk about it. Talk about it to people. People get so annoyed with me. Just find a friend who likes books and likes writing, because then they'll actually not get mad if you spend 30 minutes blabbing about a book you're writing. That is a problem I've had, but find those people who you can relate to and just talk, because I'll get ideas while I'm talking through a project that I'm working on. I'm like, oh, wait, I know what I'm going to do now with like some situation I'm stuck in. And you can also skip chunks of your novel if you don't know how to write from one place to the other. Just write. Remember to write what you are excited to write. Don't push things to the end of the book. Just keep writing what comes up as it comes up, instead of thinking, oh, I'll write that later, I'll write that later, I'll write that later. Because if you say you'll write it later, then you end up not writing it at all. So that's my best advice I can give for inspiration. I hope this was inspiring. And just go forward into the world of writing and inspiration and really just see what's out there for you. There is so much that you can do with writing, and I think it has so many more potentials and outcomes that people think it has. I feel like writing can be looked down on, but it is, in my soul and in my heart, one of the most incredible things that I've had the opportunity to experience in my life. And I feel like I would be such a different person without that. So just go out there, be inspired, and don't be afraid to try something you haven't tried. Do things that are scary, ride a roller coaster, you know, and you might get a book out of that. There's so much in the world to inspire you. And I hope you find that, and I hope you get the great next story and find that spark and that fire that really helps you push through and write the whole thing. So thank you so much for listening. This is The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and I'll be seeing all of you guys next time here.